If I understand this afternoon's reflection correctly, then the body is capable of responding to things independent of the mind. So though I may have learned to refrain from facial, verbal, and outer expressions of anger, impatience, humiliation, etc., the body may still respond. As I sit now, day after day, I feel all of that stored up tension in my neck and waves of anxiety in my belly. How to help the body release the pent-up emotions I have stuffed? I think it's just really helpful to recognize that we do, we stuff it in and the body holds it. And we can be, and of course there's a two-way communication going on in that, the mental state drifts into and bleeds into a feeling in the body. The body is sort of responding or feeling in a particular way, and then it generates a mental state, so that they go back and forth. And just the attention to really softening, relaxing, attending to, because when we pay attention, even if there is tension, we can also direct attention to a place where there isn't sort of tension. So that there's ways of working with it, so that we can consciously relax, or we can consciously direct attention to a place where we're not feeling tightness and tension, so then that helps to release. So that there's many ways of working with that. And to me, and of course I'm biased, but mindfulness of breathing has such a powerful effect on the sort of the whole body mind, and particularly the body, that just that rhythm of the breath, when we really let it move through our whole body, our whole being, it has a very relaxing, very soothing quality to it, as well as brightening and energizing as the mind becomes more still. So that working with the breathing and making the breathing conscious, and that's actually something that the Buddha, when the Buddha praises mindfulness of breathing, he says, "When I practiced mindfulness of breathing, neither my body was tired nor my eyes were tired." One of the common meditations at the time of the Buddha was using a visual object that one would stare at until one got an image in the mind, and then you start to hold the image in the mind to concentrate on. So your eyes get tired doing that sometimes. And then the body being tired, if one's, as a methodology of practice, it's just a part of having a physical body, and it gets tired. But then the mindfulness of breathing that's really permeating sort of just the whole body, it has a rejuvenating quality to it. It has a soothing quality to it. So then, of course, that helps the mental states to settle.